Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
How can we help you, Tina?
So, yeah, I'm calling because I have been going out with this guy, Bruce, for the last couple weeks, and it's been going really well. He's awesome, so much better than some of the assholes I keep seeming to, like, end up with.
Okay.
So, like, we get along, like, I don't know, like, emotionally. We've got all the same interests sexually. He's great in bed. Like,
okay,
everything
then.
Is just... Right? It's just, like, all checking all the boxes, right? And I thought it was going really well. We've been out, like, four times. And then he's been completely silent. I haven't heard from him in a week. And I don't know what the hell happened because, you know, we were talking every day before that. Anyway, I just want to figure out what's going on, see if you guys can find him, figure this out.
Okay. Well, what happened last time you guys hung out? Let's start there.
He came and met me at my work. I'm a nurse. I work at one of the hospitals in town. Mm-hmm. And, we had a really good time. It was kind of, I guess it was on his bucket list to, like, hook up in a hospital. And so I made it happen.
Wow.
Then, hold on a second. Hold on.
I know. Yeah,
we can't just gloss about that over that. Bucket
and
list
Ramiro's
thing.
Getting turned on, so that's say, say it slowly.
A lot of people have that.
Yeah.
That's
like a porn. It's like, that's, wow, okay. Okay, I like that.
It was hot. It was super hot, I gotta say.
After that?
But yeah, then I had to finish my shift.
Yeah.
And he left, and then I haven't heard from him since. So I guess, like, maybe he got his. Maybe that was the whole reason or whatever, which would be really, really messed up, but... Yeah,
right, like he checked his bucket list off, and now he's all set.
Oh,
that's possible.
He really didn't seem like that kind of guy.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
they never
have done
do.
It if I thought. You know?
Yeah, I have a feeling we're gonna call him, and he's gonna be like, "Oh, yeah, sex in a hospital, chick. Yeah, no, nah, I'm good. All right, well, listen, we'll call him. We'll call him next. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Bruce?
Yes, who is this?
So, Bruce, it's the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9. And can I explain to you why we're calling? We got your phone number from somebody. Bruce?
Yeah, I'm
here. He's sketched out big time.
I can explain. It's a good thing. So, okay, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We got your phone number from a girl who likes you, and she would love to take you out on a really, really nice date. See if you guys can get to know each other better, maybe hit it off. You know her, and you like her, too. So I'm going to tell you her name. But first, let me tell you what we have here. We have your chance. You pick a place to go, and we'll pay for everything. We'll reserve the restaurant. We'll pay for it. You go there. Worst case scenario, you don't have a great time, but you have a great meal.
So you guys are just going to give me a free date? Okay.
If you say yes. And I'm going to tell you the girl's name, too.
Okay, tell me the name first.
Okay. Her name is Tina. We had sex in a hospital because I had that on my bucket list, and then I haven't called her since.
Wow.
What is that?
Wow.
Dude, you sound like a cat.
Yeah.
So, wait, before you say anything, did you stop seeing her and calling her because you checked the sex in the hospital thing off your bucket list and now you're good?
Man, not at all. It's deeper than rap for me when it comes to that. I don't usually pass judgment on people because, we all are into our things, but it's just, certain lines for me you just can't cross.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was down for, smashing in the hospital or whatever, but, so we were in the room, we were getting it popping, and sex was crazy. Like, we was doing unthinkable shit. And, no lie, we get done. And there's a knock on the door, she answers it. I'm thinking it's a vacant room. I thought it was, one of those, mock rooms, something they be training in.
Yeah.
Or whatever. We get a knock at the door. It's a 90-year-old woman at the door asking if she can come back in. She's done from her walk.
What?
If she can come back in and what?
Can I come back in? I'm done with my walk.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I feel like a horrible person. I can't even live my life. I think about that often and not in a positive way.
It was your idea.
Well, okay, hold on, Bruce. Wait. Tina's on the phone, Bruce.
This
dude. Don't
act like I'm, totally a piece of shit right here, okay? She had to go on a walk. I didn't just send her on a walk. I didn't just send, some decrepit woman who's about to die on a walk.
She's supposed
to go on a walk, okay? Mm-hmm. She always takes about 45 minutes. She's old. It takes her a while. When she came back, she came back a little earlier than I was expecting, but she had to go and do tests afterwards. I cleaned everything up before she came near that room.
First of all, my bare butt was on that bed. You can't scrub off a 69.
You can change the sheet, which is what I did.
No, that's not when you do a 69 and you complete on a 69. You have to take that.
I think we're good.
I gotta say one thing here, Bruce. Before you pass judgment, it was your idea. It was your bucket list thing. So Tina was technically obliging what you wanted.
Thank you. Exactly.
You're welcome. So I think that you do owe her another date. So what do you think? We'll pay for it. You guys go out. Maybe sex in the restaurant could be your next thing.
All right. Look, I'm going to go on a second date and just call that a weird scenario. But on the basis that I don't want to talk about that no more. It's a bucket list. It happened. Let's just move on.
All right.
But you're down to do it?
What?
Yeah, I'm a
down to
the sex was good.
Yep, connection.
Yes! I love it.
Good.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.